HD1 Lawrence 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3 KANQ Chanute 90.3. You can listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny, high near 64. More details coming right up. It's 6 o'clock.
Willing to accept.
We're exploring all the options.
The current shutdown broke a record set in 2019 during President Trump's first term. Sam Greenglass, NPR News, Washington.
You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Crystal Watson has been elected the next mayor and CEO of the Unified Government of Kansas City, Kansas and Wyandotte County. She is the first black woman to win the post. In other results from yesterday's elections, Overland Park voters re-elected Kurt Skoog as mayor. Topeka elected Spencer Duncan mayor. In Lawrence, two newcomers won seats on the city commission, Mike Courtney and Christine Polian. Election officials in Douglas County say turnout was about 25%, which is average for an off-year election. Republican leaders in the Kansas legislature said yesterday that they do not have enough support to hold a special session on congressional redistricting. Zane Irwin reports.
Republican Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins said his chamber did not reach the two-thirds majority support needed to call the special session. The announcement is a setback for proponents of redistricting in Kansas who want to draw new congressional maps to make it harder for Democrat Charisse Davids to hold her U.S. House seat. In a statement, Republican State Senate President Ty Masterson said he would try again to pass new maps when the legislature reconvenes for the regular session in January. I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansans waiting for federal food assistance may get less than half of what they normally would this month. Federal officials said that they would follow a court order to fund the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for November, but it will only provide about half of the funding that's needed. Haley Kotler of the advocacy group Kansas Appleseed says that will hurt some Kansans who are already going hungry.
Food pantries and the food banks have much longer lines, especially over the last couple weeks, because people don't know when or if they'll receive their benefits.
About 186,000 Kansans receive federal food assistance. Kotler says the group is focusing on what the federal agencies say, despite President Trump declaring on Tuesday that he would not release the funds. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags across the state to be lowered in honor of Dick Cheney. The former vice president died Monday at the age of 84. Kelly's executive order says flags should remain lowered until sundown on the day of Cheney's interment. In a statement, Kelly praised Cheney for upholding the ideals that the United States was founded upon. The last dry county in Kansas is going wet. Yesterday, voters in Wallace County passed a referendum allowing restaurants to sell liquor by the drink. Wallace County is in western Kansas on the Colorado border. It was the last county in Kansas to ban all alcohol sales. K-State men's basketball team opened the season with a win last night, defeating UNC Greensboro 93-64 in Manhattan. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 64 degrees, breezy wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 41. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 71 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, clear skies, 49 degrees. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio at 6:07.
Support for NPR comes from NPR's
deposit and real estate for your charitable gift. Contact your financial advisor or kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Olsburg Junction City. Coming up on Morning Edition in about 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and the KPR newsroom, including election results. Coming up in the next half hour, KPR and NPR will look at the results of the election, specifically the gubernatorial races in New Jersey and Virginia, where Democrats won last night. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures near 64 degrees, a little breezy, could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour this afternoon. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 41. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, high temperatures tomorrow, a little warmer, near 71 degrees. Friday, looks like a nice day, sunny with a high near 70. Weekend, things get interesting. Saturday's mostly sunny with a high near 64. Cold front moves in Saturday night. Sunday, sunny with a high near 43. Considerably cooler even than it is right now in Lawrence. We have clear skies and 49 degrees.
I'm Paul Henley, host of BBC NewsHour. On today's program, the US sees the first big elections of this Trump administration, and Salman Rushdie talks to us about his first published works of fiction since he was attacked on stage 3 years ago.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 6:21.
Support for NPR comes from
Meredith and Pulitzer laureate Claude Cookman is worried how the recent events may impact the
Donna Summers. Hear it from the judges themselves on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered begins at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 64 degrees, breezy, could see wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Big cool off coming for the weekend. We'll have details coming right up. It's 6:30.
Felcher in Detroit.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Crystal Watson will be the next mayor and CEO of the unified government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas. As Madeline Fox reports, she'll have to grapple with budget challenges and controversial tax hikes.
Watson is the first black female mayor of Kansas City, Kansas. She was deputy chief of staff under former Mayor David Alvey and is currently executive director of the nonprofit Kansas City, Kansas School Foundation. Despite big developments in the county, including the new Margaritaville Hotel, the unified government needs revenue. After keeping its budget level last year, a deeply divided UG commission in September voted to raise property taxes, in part to pay down interest on its nearly $900 million in bonds. Watson takes office in December. I'm Madeline Fox.
In other results from yesterday's elections, Overland Park voters re-elected Kurt Skoog mayor. Topeka elected Spencer Duncan mayor. In Lawrence, two newcomers won seats on the city commission, Mike Courtney and Christine Polian. There won't be any congressional redistricting in Kansas, at least not this year. Republican legislative leaders wanted to call a special session to redraw the state's congressional map to eliminate the lone Democratic seat. But yesterday they conceded they could not muster enough support from the Republican rank and file to call a special session. Two-thirds of each legislative chamber must sign a petition for a special session to move forward. Republicans got enough lawmakers to sign on in the state Senate, but a handful of Republican holdouts kept the House from meeting the two-thirds threshold. The issue could still be raised when the next regular legislative session begins next year. Lawrence is getting a Costco. The members-only big-box warehouse chain has submitted plans to the city to build on a site near Rock Chalk Park. The site would include 24 gas pumps. WIBW-TV reports a typical Costco employs more than 250 people. Costco already has three locations in Kansas, Lenexa, Overland Park, and Wichita. Weather forecast for today, sunny with a high near 64, breezy, gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 41. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 71. Looking ahead, Friday, sunny with a high near 70. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. Saturday night, a cold front moves in. The forecast for Sunday right now, sunny with a high near 43 degrees. It's 6:34.
Support for NPR comes from this state. This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio. Still ahead, telehealth services are convenient, efficient, and widely embraced by politicians.
There's broad-based bipartisan support. Nobody is anything other than universally supportive of maintaining these services.
But the ongoing federal government shutdown has halted payments covering telehealth for people on Medicare. More about the implications of that in about 10 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from Kaiser Cummings Jewelers. More than 35 years of custom-designed, handcrafted jewelry in downtown Lawrence. Collection online at kaisercummings.com.
Weather forecast for today. Sunny skies, highs this afternoon near 64 degrees. Little breezy, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon. Could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour tonight. Clear with a low around 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 71. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 49 degrees. Topeka clear and 48 degrees. The time is 6:44.
I'm Leila Faldil, a bit behind on the news.
Afraid to approach their own trees. Daniel Estrin, NPR News, in the occupied West Bank.
This is NPR News.
KPR's Community Spotlight is now accepting applications from local nonprofits who need help spreading awareness about their mission. We'll highlight your organization for a month using KPR's airwaves. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
Serving you since 1952, this is Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 91.3 Junction City. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Coming up on Classics Live tomorrow night at 7 on KPR, Tom Aber has mastered the bass and contra alto clarinets. Pair him with the KC Brookside String Quartet and you have a fascinating classical concert coming to you tomorrow night. Classics Live tomorrow night, 7 o'clock, right here on KPR. Here's a look at the weather forecast for today and the next few days. Today, sunny with a high near 64. Breezy, could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 71. Still breezy. Looking ahead to Friday, sunny with a high near 70. The weekend, Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. Sounds good. Saturday night, a cold front moves in. Sunday, sunny with a high near 43, about 20 degrees cooler on Sunday. Right now in Lawrence, clear skies, 49 degrees, Topeka clear, and 48 as well. Sunrise just about 2 minutes away. It's 6:51.
Fences won't fully replace the wire and wood varieties. Anderson doesn't want to take the chance his cows get onto the road, and federal agencies often require them.
If you want to lease this piece of ground, you have to take care of the boundary fence.
But those federal agencies are teaming up with a nonprofit called Backcountry Hunters and Anglers to work with ranchers like Anderson to test out the virtual fences. The hope is that maybe some fences could come down, clearing the way for wildlife to roam. For NPR News, I'm Rachel Cohen.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm E. Martinez.
And I'm Leila Faldin.
Live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1, Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1, Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1, Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny, high near 64, breezy, could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Right now in Lawrence, clear and 49 at 7 o'clock.
Good morning, Democrats. Clean
sick, leading to staffing shortages and extensive delays at airports across
the ports from Tel Aviv.
Israel has returned these 15 Palestinian bodies in exchange for the remains of one deceased Israeli soldier. Forensic tests identified him as Itai Chen, an Israeli-American who's believed to be the last U.S. citizen held in Gaza. A statement from his parents calls the return of his body bittersweet and says they got a condolence call from President Trump's special envoy, Steve Witkoff. The Israeli military says Chen was killed in combat on October 7, 2023. His body then taken into Gaza by Hamas-led militants. Less than a third of the Palestinian bodies returned in this ceasefire have been identified because of a lack of DNA kits in Gaza. Lauren Freyer, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
On Wall Street, in pre-market trading, stock futures are flat. This is NPR.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Crystal Watson has been elected the next mayor and CEO of the Unified Government of Kansas City, Kansas in Wyandotte County. She is the first black woman to win the post. In other results from yesterday's elections, Overland Park voters re-elected Kurt Skoog as mayor. Topeka elected Spencer Duncan mayor. In Lawrence, two newcomers won seats on the city commission, Mike Courtney and Christine Polian. Election officials in Douglas County say turnout was about 25%, which is average for an off-year election. Republican leaders in the Kansas legislature said yesterday that they did not get enough support to hold a special session on congressional redistricting. Zane Irwin reports.
Republican Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins said his chamber did not reach the two-thirds majority support needed to call the special session. The announcement is a setback for proponents of redistricting in Kansas who want to draw new congressional maps to make it harder for Democrat Charisse Davids to hold her U.S. House seat. In a statement, Republican State Senate President Ty Masterson said he would try again to pass new maps when the legislature reconvenes for the regular session in January. I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansans waiting for federal food assistance may get less than half of what they normally would this month. Federal officials said that they would follow a court order to fund the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for November, but it will only provide about half of the funding that's needed. Haley Kotler of the advocacy group Kansas Appleseed says that will hurt some Kansans who are already going hungry.
Food pantries and the food banks have much longer lines, especially over the last couple weeks, because people don't know when or if they'll receive their benefits.
About 186,000 Kansans receive federal food assistance. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags across the state to be lowered in honor of Dick Cheney. The former vice president died Monday at the age of 84. Kelly's executive order says flags should remain lowered until sundown on the day of Cheney's interment. In a statement, Kelly praised Cheney for, quote, upholding the ideals that the United States was founded on. The last dry county in Kansas is going wet. Yesterday, voters in Wallace County passed a referendum allowing restaurants to sell liquor by the drink. Wallace County is in western Kansas on the Colorado border. It has a population of about 1,500. It was the last county in Kansas to ban all alcohol sales. Kansas has a long history of prohibition. Alcohol was banned statewide from 1881 until 1948, longer than any other state. K-State men's basketball team opened the season last night with a win, defeating UNC Greensboro 93-64 in Manhattan. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with highs near 64 degrees, a little breezy, wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 71. In Lawrence, it's sunny and 49 degrees at 7 minutes after 7.
Support for NPR.
So currently it looks like our tanks are exploding.
In the hours afterwards, emergency responders were still searching buildings and trying to account for people. The aging MD-11 has a mixed safety record, with 11 crashes over the years. They're now only flown by cargo companies. For NPR News, I'm Morgan Watkins in Louisville.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons, November 6, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR. And from the KPR newsroom, in the next half hour of Morning Edition, Democratic Representative Mikey Sherrill will be New Jersey's next governor after defeating a Trump-backed Republican challenger. We will hear from her in about 15 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through research, economic development, and education. Information about KU programs and initiatives is at ku.edu.
Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 64, a little breezy, winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon. We could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 71. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 49 degrees. Topeka, sunny skies, 48. Junction City, sunny and 46.
I'm Rebecca Kesby, host of BBC NewsHour. Today, left-wing Democrat Zohran Mamdani has been elected mayor of New York, but can he keep his promise to make the city affordable? Also, fashion wars in Paris and Australian writer Helen Garner on her newly published diaries.
BBC NewsHour begins at 9 o'clock, right after Morning Edition on KPR2. It's 7:21.
Support for NPR comes from this
beholder, and the current court often rejected the Biden administration's assertion of exigent circumstances. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
The Trump administration is firing scores of immigration judges, and an NPR investigation shows there may be some common threads.
Anyone who ever represented a non-citizen at any point in their lives, whether they also worked for DHS, whether they worked for ICE, that seems to be the indelible stain that got them fired.
I'm Juana Summers. Hear it from the judges themselves on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
The next All Things Considered comes your way at 3 o'clock this afternoon right here on KPR. Coming up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 64 degrees, a little breezy, could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. In Lawrence at the moment, sunny skies, 49 degrees, it's 7:30.
Giles Snyder reports.
In his announcement on social media, President Trump did not mention his decision over the summer to withdraw Jared Isaacman's nomination to lead NASA. Isaacman is a close ally of SpaceX's Elon Musk. His removal came in late May amid the public break between Musk and Trump. Isaacman is a tech billionaire who has twice been in orbit as a private astronaut. His nomination requires Senate confirmation.
This is NPR News from Washington.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Crystal Watson will be the next mayor and CEO of the unified government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas. As Madeline Fox reports, she'll have to grapple with budget challenges and controversial tax hikes.
Watson is the first black female mayor of Kansas City, Kansas. She was deputy chief of staff under former mayor David Alvey and is currently executive director of the nonprofit Kansas City, Kansas School Foundation. Despite big developments in the county, including the new Margaritaville Hotel, the unified government needs revenue. After keeping its budget level last year, a deeply divided UG commission in September voted to raise property taxes, in part to pay down interest on its nearly $900 million in bonds. Watson takes office in December. I'm Madeline Fox.
In other results from yesterday's elections, Overland Park voters reelected Kurt Skoog as mayor. Topeka elected Spencer Duncan mayor. In Lawrence, two newcomers won seats on the city commission, Mike Courtney and Christine Polian. There won't be any congressional redistricting in Kansas, at least not this year. Republican legislative leaders wanted to call a special session to redraw the state's congressional map to eliminate the lone Democratic seat. But yesterday they conceded they could not muster enough support from the Republican rank and file to call a special session. Two-thirds of each legislative chamber must sign a petition for a special session to move forward. Republicans got enough lawmakers to sign on in the state Senate, but a handful of Republican holdouts kept the House from meeting the two-thirds threshold. The issue could still be raised when the next regular legislative session begins next year. Lawrence is getting a Costco. The members-only big-box warehouse chain has submitted plans to the city to build on a site near Rock Chalk Park. The site would include 24 gas pumps. WIBW-TV reports a typical Costco employs more than 250 people and pays $20 to $32 an hour. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with highs this afternoon near 64 degrees. Little breezy, could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 71. Looking ahead to Friday, sunny with a high near 70. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. Sunday gets cold, sunny with a high near 43. It's 7:34.
Support for NPR.
Yeah. It just might be a minute.
Yeah, really quick, what are your thoughts on these two significant wins across the Mid-Atlantic region?
I think it's, you know what it is, it's building back that juggernaut of a Democratic coalition, working people, the Black and Latino communities. These are communities that want to see great government. They want to see great schools, great job opportunities. And that's what Democrats have traditionally focused on when we build out kind of a juggernaut of a campaign and a good, effective government. And that's what I intend to do.
That's New Jersey Governor-elect Mikey Sherrill. Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center and the KU School of Music, presenting the KU Symphony Orchestra with Xavier Foley on bass, Thursday, November 13th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. So glad you're with us. Coming up on Morning Edition, there is new data on motor vehicle sales for October. Sales of cars, trucks, and SUVs totaled $15.3 million on an annual basis for the month that just ended. That's down about 6.7% from the previous month. Why is this important? The Marketplace Morning Report will explain in about 10 minutes. Forecast for today, sunny skies, high temperatures this afternoon near 64 degrees, a little windy, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon with gusts as high as 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, low around 40 degrees, tomorrow increasing clouds, a little warmer tomorrow with a high near 71. In Lawrence at the moment, sunny skies, 49 degrees, Topeka sunny and 48. The time is 7:44.
Every day, NPR goes.
Support for KPR comes from KTWU, Channel 11, local public television, where arts, entertainment, educational, and informational programming is offered daily. Details on the web at ktwu.org. KTWU, Channel 11, local public television.
Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 90.3 Chanute. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest from NPR and the KPR newsroom. Coming up on the Classical Morning Show this morning from 9 till noon with your classical friend Cordelia Brown. Live music after 11 o'clock with two young pianists from Park University's International Center for Music. Listen for a Mozart sonata and a fantasy by Mendelssohn. Before that, a Vivaldi duet for mandolin and guitar and Brahms' lovely rustic serenade number 2 for orchestra. All that and much, much more on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon on KPR2. You'll find news from the BBC.
You have the power to make a lasting positive influence in your community through planned giving. If KPR's been important to you, please consider a planned gift to the station. For more information, contact your financial advisor or visit kansaspublicradio.org.
Weather forecast for today: sunny skies, high temperatures near 64 degrees, still about 5 degrees above normal for this date. Little windy, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10, becoming northeast in the afternoon. Could see wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds. Little warmer highs tomorrow near 71. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies and 49 degrees at 9 minutes before 8.
A subset of Trump tariffs get their day in court, the High Court.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Schwab.
Bill killed 9 people last evening. Also note that many UPS package shipments will be affected, with shifts canceled at the major UPS hub nearby. I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, K210 CR in Atchison 89.9, and K258BT in Manhattan at 99.5. Up next, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom, as well as a complete look at your forecast. It's 8 o'clock.
Also help cover the state's share of SNAP, or food stamps, after Congress cut funding for the program this summer. Anya Rose is with Hunger Free Colorado, which backed the initiative.
More than ever, we need these state supports, and we need to make sure in our communities that we don't let people go hungry.
The measure is expected to raise over $27 million for SNAP in the next fiscal year, and about double that for school meals. For NPR News, I'm Lucas Brady Woods in Denver, Colorado.
You're listening to NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Crystal Watson has been elected the next mayor and CEO of the Unified Government of Kansas City, Kansas, in Wyandotte County. She is the first black woman to win the post. In other results from yesterday's elections, Overland Park voters re-elected Kurt Skoog as mayor. Topeka elected Spencer Duncan mayor. In Lawrence, two newcomers won seats on the city commission, Mike Courtney and Christine Polian. Election officials in Douglas County say turnout was about 25%, which is average for an off-year election. Republican leaders in the Kansas legislature said yesterday that they did not get enough support to hold a special session on congressional redistricting. Zane Irwin has that story.
Republican Kansas House Speaker Dan Hawkins said his chamber did not reach the two-thirds majority support needed to call the special session. The announcement is a setback for proponents of redistricting in Kansas, who want to draw new congressional maps to make it harder for Democrat Charisse Davids to hold her U.S. House seat. In a statement, Republican State Senate President Ty Masterson said he would try again to pass new maps when the legislature reconvenes for the regular session in January. I'm Zane Irwin.
Kansans waiting for federal food assistance may get less than half of what they normally would this month. Federal officials said that they would follow a court order to fund the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program for November, but it will only provide about half of the funding that's needed. Haley Kotler of the advocacy group Kansas Appleseed says that will hurt some Kansans who are already going hungry.
Food pantries and the food banks have much longer lines, especially over the last couple weeks, because people don't know when or if they'll receive their benefits.
About 186,000 Kansans receive federal food assistance. The last dry county in Kansas is going wet. Yesterday, voters in Wallace County passed a referendum allowing restaurants to sell liquor by the drink. Wallace County is in western Kansas on the Colorado border. It has a population of about 1,500. It was the last county in Kansas to ban all alcohol sales. Kansas has a long history of prohibition. Alcohol was banned statewide from 1881 until 1948, longer than any other state. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly has ordered flags across the state to be lowered in honor of Dick Cheney. The former vice president died Monday at the age of 84. Kelly's executive order says flags should remain lowered until sundown on the day of Cheney's internment. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies with highs this afternoon around 64 degrees. Little windy, could see gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies, lows around 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 71 degrees. In Lawrence at the moment, sunny skies, 49 degrees. Topeka, sunny and 48. This is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio at 7 minutes after 8.
Support for NPR comes.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons, November 6, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
Your home for NPR News. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 89.9 Atchison. So glad you're with us. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. In the next half hour of Morning Edition, Democrat Abigail Spanberger will be Virginia's next governor. We will hear from her in about 15 minutes.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, creating the future one discovery at a time. Information about KU programs and research is at ku.edu.
Coming up on the Classical Afternoon Show today, from noon until 3, be with us in the noon hour, where Vivaldi has a concerto for four violins just for you, plus a mystical-sounding harp and string quintet by Arnold Bax. All that and much, much more on the Classical Afternoon Show from noon to 3, right here on KPR. If you're listening to KPR2, you will hear BBC News throughout the day. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon around 64 degrees, still about 5 degrees above average for this time of year. Could be a bit breezy, too. Winds out of the northwest, 5 to 10 miles an hour, becoming northeast in the afternoon with gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high around 71. In Lawrence right now, sunny 51 degrees, Topeka sunny and 50 at 21 minutes after 8.
Support. The student journalists are celebrating the return of their print edition and all the support from alumni. Their student advisor has not been offered his job back and is now battling the university in court. For NPR News, I'm Ethan Sandweiss in Bloomington, Indiana.
This is NPR News.
The Trump administration is firing scores of immigration judges, and an NPR investigation shows there may be some common threads.
Anyone who ever represented a non-citizen at any point in their lives, whether they also worked for DHS, whether they worked for ICE, that seems to be the indelible stain that got them fired.
I'm Juana Summers. Hear it from the judges themselves on the next All Things Considered from NPR News.
All Things Considered comes your way this afternoon with your host, Laura Lorson, from 3 to 7, right here on KPR. Up next on Morning Edition, the latest news from NPR and from the KPR newsroom. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 64. More details coming right up. It's 8:30.
also called for voter ID.
Maine routinely has one of the highest voter turnout rates in the country. And this year, voters there chose to keep their election rules just as they are. Had the Republican-backed ballot referendum passed, Maine would have added new photo ID requirements, shortened its early voting period by 2 days, and added numerous hurdles for voters hoping to vote by mail. Notably, it would have ended the practice of elderly voters being able to sign up to have ballots mailed to them every election. All of that was a tough sell in a state where more than 40% of voters voted early or by mail in 2024. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR News.
For KPR News, I'm Matthew Algio. Crystal Watson will be the next mayor and CEO of the unified government of Wyandotte County and Kansas City, Kansas. As Madeline Fox reports, she will have to grapple with budget challenges and controversial tax hikes.
Watson is the first Black female mayor of Kansas City, Kansas. She was deputy chief of staff under former mayor David Alvey and is currently executive director of the nonprofit Kansas City, Kansas School Foundation. Despite big developments in the county, including the new Margaritaville Hotel, the unified government needs revenue. After keeping its budget level last year, a deeply divided UG commission in September voted to raise property taxes, in part to pay down interest on its nearly $900 million in bonds. Watson takes office in December. I'm Madeline Fox.
In other results from yesterday's elections, Overland Park voters re-elected Kurt Skoog as mayor. Topeka elected Spencer Duncan mayor. In Lawrence, two newcomers won seats on the city commission, Mike Courtney and Christine Polian. There won't be any congressional redistricting in Kansas, at least not this year. Republican legislative leaders wanted to call a special session to redraw the state's congressional map to eliminate the lone Democratic seat. But yesterday they conceded they could not muster enough support from the Republican rank and file to call a special session. Two-thirds of each legislative chamber must sign a petition for a special session. Republicans got enough lawmakers to sign on in the state Senate, but a handful of Republican holdouts kept the House from meeting the two-thirds threshold. The issue could still be raised when the next regular legislative session begins next year. Lawrence is getting a Costco. The members-only big-box warehouse chain has submitted plans to the city to build on a site near Rock Chalk Park. The site would include 24 gas pumps. WIBW-TV reports a typical Costco employs more than 250 people and pays $20 to $32 an hour. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, still a little warmer than usual for this time of year. Highs today around 64, winds out of the northwest 5 to 10 miles an hour. We could see gusts up to 25. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 71 degrees. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 51 degrees. Topeka, sunny and 50. The time is 8:34.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from BritBox, committed to helping viewers to see it differently with...
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Coming up on Morning Edition, telehealth services are convenient, efficient, and widely embraced by politicians.
There's broad-based bipartisan support. Nobody is anything other than universally supportive of maintaining these services.
But the ongoing federal government shutdown has halted payments covering telehealth for people on Medicare. That story coming up again in about 10 minutes. National Weather Service says we can expect a sunny day with highs this afternoon near 64 degrees. Breezy with wind gusts as high as 25 miles an hour possible. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 40. Tomorrow, Thursday, increasing clouds. Little warmer, highs tomorrow near 71. In Lawrence right now, sunny skies, 52 degrees. Topeka sunny, 51 degrees. It's 8:44.
Hey, it's A. Martinez. Checking the news these days might feel like...
Occupied West Bank.
This is NPR News.
Support for KPR comes from Andrew Sherwood, Ph.D., Jungian analyst, helping clients explore life's questions of purpose and meaning through the analytical psychology of Carl Jung and the process of individuation. Details at workingwithdreams.com.
From the University of Kansas, this is Morning Edition on Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence and 99.5 Manhattan. Coming up in 10 minutes, the latest news from NPR, followed by the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia, who today in the 11 o'clock hour will be joined by two young pianists from Park University's International Center for Music. Listen for a Mozart sonata and a fantasy by Mendelssohn. Before that, a Vivaldi duet for mandolin and guitar, and Brahms' lovely rustic serenade number 2 for orchestra. All that coming up on the Classical Morning Show from 9 till noon on KPR2. You get news from the BBC. Forecast for today, sunny skies, highs near 64 degrees, breezy gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear with a low around 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds with a high near 71. Looking ahead, Friday looks nice, sunny skies with a high near 70. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 64. Then a cold front moves in. The forecast for Sunday, sunny with a high near 43. Big change in the weather coming this weekend. Right now in Lawrence, sunny skies, 53 degrees, 9 minutes before 9.
That's a lot.
Thank you.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Leila Faldin.
And I'm A. Martinez.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, welcoming the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra with Wynton Marsalis, performing the world premiere of a work honoring 15 KU icons, November 6, 7:30 p.m. Tickets at lead.ku.edu.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3, listen online at kansaspublicradio.org, or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us on this Wednesday morning for Morning Edition. Do keep listening to the Classical Morning Show with your classical friend Cordelia Brown is up next on KPR2. You can hear news from the BBC. Weather forecast for today, sunny skies, highs this afternoon around 64 degrees, still about 5 degrees above average for this time of year. Could be a little breezy, wind gusts up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low around 40. Tomorrow, increasing clouds, highs near 71, still breezy. Right now in Lawrence, we have sunny skies, 53 degrees, Topeka sunny 51, Manhattan sunny and 50 degrees. It's a minute after 9.
Live from